So, Kristen, before we get into the real discussion, I just want to gloat a bit. On Friday's takeaway, I said Expendables might open up at number one, and indeed it did. Although it surpassed, I think it surpassed my expectations, surpassed many people's expectations. It opened up with $35 million for the weekend, beating Eat, Pray, Love, which got $23 million.
That is absolutely crazy.
It's a huge, huge margin. And I think there's a couple of surprising things there. One is that an action film could beat out a quote-unquote women's film.
Starring a bunch of geriatric actors from the
early
80s. Yeah.
64-year-old Sylvester Stallone beating, you know, whose career peaked 20, 30 years ago, beating out Julia Roberts, who's supposed to be one of the biggest stars of her generation, right?
Yeah.
I know, very surprising. And I guess the real question is, if you've got this typical man's movie and the typical women's movie, should men really go see The Expendables? Because I actually think they should go see Eat, Pray, Love.
Ooh.
Well, that's my theory.
You know what? I am dying of curiosity about why you suggest that. But first, let me introduce myself. This
yes.
is Kristen Meinzer, Takeaway producer.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date.
So, Rafer.
Yes.
Why should men see Eat, Pray, Love instead of The Expendables? The Expendables has all the things that supposedly men want.
I know.
Punching, fighting, shooting, exploding, yelling.
Exploding bodies.
Yes, all of those great.
Yes.
All those great, great man things.
Yes, I know.
And Eat, Pray, Love is really being packaged as a woman's journey to self-discovery,
yes.
reinvention, and peace.
Yes, I know. I know. It's really about spirituality and good food. That's really what Eat, Pray, Love is. But here's what I would say. I think your idea of this film was it was more of the woman on a journey, which it is, obviously. But to me, this was more of a midlife crisis movie. And particularly, Julia Roberts playing a role that is usually reserved for men, right? She's in midlife. She's married. She's overly successful, overly wealthy, overly loved by her husband, right? Her husband, Billy Crudup, plays the husband. And I thought he was great. I thought he was
yes.
the best thing in the movie, actually.
Interesting.
Well, I feel like he gave the film's most heartfelt and honest performance. And he plays the spouse that you usually see the woman playing. He's weeping. He's crying. He doesn't want a divorce. He doesn't understand what he's done wrong. And in reality, it seems to be, he hasn't really done much of anything wrong. She never really points to anything concrete that I could see that really makes her leave him, except just that he's not the one. That's just, he's not the one she wants anymore. Did you feel like...
Well, I feel that her character had a lot of flaws. And
one
of the major flaws is, rather than ever say out loud or express what she needs or what she wants, she runs every day.
Yes.
And constantly searching, and her whole identity comes through the man that she's with. So if the man starts to become something she doesn't want to be herself,
uh-huh.
then she runs to the next man. And when
again, very male.
Yeah, and to the next man, and to the next man.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I went into this movie thinking, I really don't want to have to watch this woman's journey and get a lesson from her.
Right.
She is a lot of things I cannot stand. She
right.
is a very wealthy woman enjoying the privileges of being wealthy.
Yeah.
I'm going to just take a year off and go to Italy and eat pasta.
Yeah.
And then she's also the kind of person who goes to Asia for spirituality, which is one of my biggest pet peeves, because not just as an Asian, but as a thinking human being, it just drives me nuts.
The whole spirituality tourism.
Oh, they're
really
so much more in touch with their... Oh, no, they're not. They're not leprechauns. They're people. I just...
Right.
Oh, my God. It drives me nuts. Even she compares her spiritual guide to Yoda, who is a puppet.
Right.
A puppet
That's
from
right.
a Star Wars movie.
Good
so,
point.
Yeah.
Good point.
So that drives me nuts, too. The whole thing of everything being motivated by men drives me
uh-huh,
nuts.
Uh-huh.
The fact that she goes to India and only goes to an ashram that the man she's in love with.
Right, that James
so
Franco,
so you never
the actor
see any
had,
of India
right.
at all except for this ashram that she's inside, which is
right.
the slowest part of the movie, in my opinion.
Yes, right.
And, yeah, there's just so many things I just can't stand. And then there's also the idea that she already had a book contract to go off for the whole year and do that anyway.
Yes.
So how genuine is the story?
Anywho,
exactly. I'm sorry, that was a tangent.
But I think all your points are really valid. And I think you've basically made all the points I was going to make, which is the sort of delightful thing for me watching the film, and the reason I suggest this movie to other men, is this movie will totally get you out of the doghouse. I mean, the whole time I was watching this movie, I just thought, you know, women can have a really selfish, irresponsible, shallow, narcissistic midlife crisis as well. They can also ditch all their responsibilities and go off and leave everyone behind and just flee and not think anything about the people that they've abandoned, which typically is the purview of men. You know, I mean, I think this is a typical complaint you hear about men, that they're always the ones ditching that first wife, going off traveling. You know, I got to be Jack Kerouac, I got to be Henry Miller, mm-hmm. you know, or, you know, Rabbit Run, you know, John Updike. They're always running. They're always fleeing. You know, they're always on the lam escaping because they can't buckle down and face their obligations. And I was really thrilled to see someone that shallow who was also female. And I just kind of thought, you know what, doggone, I don't want to hear any more of that about men in their midlife crisis, because there's a woman right there doing it.
Hold on. Are you saying you liked the movie then?
No.
That's all I wanted to hear. That's all I wanted to hear is if you liked it or not.
No, I thought the movie was every bit as shallow and narcissistic as she was.
I mean, I do have to say, though, I agree with you about I didn't love it, but here's the sad part.
Yeah.
I liked it more than I thought I would.
You did? Okay.
I went into it with such vitriol. I was just so mad about everything I knew about the movie. The half a chapter of, you know, from that was published in the Oprah magazine,
yes,
right before
okay.
it came out. All of these little bits and pieces that were fed to me. And,
yeah.
And I also admittedly don't have a lot of tolerance for people who are constantly looking for meaning and on spiritual journeys. And
right.
I mean, just, I feel that it's just like, figure it out, okay?
Yeah.
You're driving me nuts. I don't want to hear any more about your weird diet that you're on, or the fact that you're not talking for 2 weeks in an ashram in India, or that you're reading certain texts and worshiping a picture. Like, at one point, she's like in the ashram and they're all worshiping this picture.
Yeah, right. right. Yeah, and it's surprising.
Stuff like that drives me nuts. And it drives me so nuts. And I went in thinking, I'm just going to hate this movie. And you know what? I didn't hate it.
So it kind of won you over a little bit?
I wouldn't say it won me over, but it was, I thought I was going to hate it with every fiber of my being, but I only hated it with like 50% of my
being. That's not
only
bad.
Like 50% of me hated
50%
it.
Of the fiber.
Yeah.
So were there any things or scenes or characters in the film that struck you as real or, you know, genuine, or that kind of resonated with you at all?
Well, what I liked was, as far as Julia Roberts' character, Liz, mm-hmm. she actually, I was afraid they were going to apologize for her and try to make me relate to her more than I should have.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that they really showed her for the flaky, irritating person she was. You are very flaky.
Yeah.
You are really not a whole person, and you choose to just go hither and thither and so on.
Okay.
And I liked that they did that.
Okay.
I didn't want her to be a perfect character, and I didn't want her to be a role model. And I think a lot of people talk about that book changing their lives and how she's a role model for them. And I like that in the movie she wasn't a role model.
That's interesting.
I don't know if you agree with that. Do you feel she was a role model?
No, I don't. Although, you know, it's funny. I wrote a review for Newsday saying all the stuff that, you know, that I'm saying here, essentially. And I heard back from a woman reader who was greatly offended at my review and really felt that it was wrong of me to take her for task for doing something for herself, which she felt that women don't get to do or aren't allowed to do very often, that women aren't allowed to, you know, blaze their own trail and satisfy themselves, fulfill themselves, you know, indulge themselves, like the food scene, you know, where Julia mm-hmm. Roberts is saying, you know, look, guys don't care if you have a muffin top or not. They're just thrilled to be in the room with you naked. So, you know, eat away, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to eat this damn pizza. and this reader, you know, really thought that I had missed the mark on that. I can't tell how smart that movie is about the main character. I really felt most of the time they were trying to hold her up as this super special woman that we're all supposed to really marvel at, especially when she donates all that money to that poor family.
Oh, there was that.
I just thought was so horrific. The check montage where everyone's ripping off their checks because they're so moved by her story. I just thought, oh, great. Get all your rich friends to, you know,
$18,000.
Yeah, to build,
you know,
one person a house, and there. Now you've solved the problem of poverty. I don't think so.
Yeah. But, I know. Also just love comparing it to my life. If I wrote a mass email to all my friends, we might together be able to pool like $200. With her friends, it was $18,000.
Right. Whereas you'd be like, hey, guys, we're trying to buy some pitchers of beer for the party. And we can't seem to quite scrape it together. Yeah, I know what you're saying. But I wasn't sure how much that film really felt that this character was flaky or whether she was kind of had a halo over her head, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree. They went back and forth with it.
They did,
I just was glad she wasn't 100% perfect. I was afraid they were just going to have her be so perfect and we would identify with her so much. But I think they did reveal a little bit what an irritating, flaky person she is, which is what I wanted. I wanted at least a little, I would have liked more of that, but they showed it in small doses.
That's true.
A little bit. I liked that. And I didn't love this movie as much as a lot of other women traveling movies that are out there. Like, I've always loved Shirley Valentine. That's one of my favorites. Last Holiday, starring Queen Latifah.
Okay.
I love that one because that's not about a man either. It's not about really getting over a man. It's about she thinks she has cancer.
But that's the LL Cool J one, right?
Yeah. And you know, she has a crush on him, but that's not what motivates the whole movie. It's that this might be her last chance to really enjoy life, so she does. And I like that kind of setup in a way better just because you have characters you actually like.
Uh-huh.
And I never liked Liz, really. Although Julia Roberts was beautiful as Liz.
She was beautiful. And I think there were some scenes in there, especially her scenes with Javier Bardem toward the end, where she's being a commitment phobe and kind of freaking out. I think those scenes were really good. She seemed really genuine. And I feel like you actually got to see her character for the first time in those scenes.
Yeah. So. Well, I do agree with you that Billy Crudup did a great job. In the end, it almost seemed that, you know, the men were not great, but Billy Crudup seemed the most real, I think, of all of them. You're right about that.
Last question to you.
Yeah.
Now that I have so magnanimously told all the men out there that they should go see Eat, Pray, Love, are you going to go see The Expendables? You're not, are you?
Never. No, I'm not even on DVD.
But I tried.
Rafer, thank you so much for another great movie day.
Thank you.
I just want to remind all of our great movie date listeners, we now have a Facebook page, so feel free to leave comments on any movie date podcast you hear. Feel free to ask us questions, insult us, suggest movies, anything else you like.
I love a good insult.